Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here, broadcasting from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station in our Moss Nissan studios, as well as our Studio E that we're sitting in right now, and we're broadcasting, of course, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our firefighters and our EMS, to our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working in the Third Watch right now, doing whatever you're doing to keep America rolling along, thank you so very much. And we start out with our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women behind the wheel right now. Then we move on over to our FedEx and our UPS and our awesome, awesome, awesome bulk mail deliverers out there. And, of course, also to our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers out delivering things all around the countryside. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys either, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page, or you can follow us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler. We're also over on Getter. We're also over on True Social. We're also over on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word put together. And our website, just for good measure, is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And now we're going to get on with our first guest. We're going to go out to California, take a quick peek at the weather out of that away. And it's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yes, indeedy, and they're all out there cheering for you. Now, let's see here. We got 69 degrees right now, so it's not a warm night. It's just really warm. Probably going to drop down into the middle 60s again, but we've got these days, the temperatures are just so nice in the daytime, running in the low 80s. Yeah, running in the low 80s.
Very cool indeed. Well, we're at 56 because we're in the overnights right now, but tomorrow, Captain, here in Southern California, 81 degrees.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Now, if you get a little, back to normal.
Yeah, well, have you got a sea breeze with it yet?
No, not just yet.
All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we always highlight those words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo Christian values. And we got it, and we hope you get it, because it's very important. There's a lot of news going on tonight, some in Florida, some in New York, some in D.C., and it's all pretty much political, interrelated in that respect. Now, I'm going to start with what's going on in Florida. Apparently, the Disney folks have been scheming against Governor DeSantis ever since he came out and announced that they were going to break up Disney. And they've got emails now that show the woke politics that Disney was up to. And it's really getting nasty. I mean, it's been getting nasty. We just haven't heard about it till now.
Well, that's right. This has a lot to do, of course, with the self-governance aspect of a lot of the land that Disney occupies or controls, basically, and has done for quite some time, yeah.
And I don't even know where this is going to go, but it certainly leaves a lot to be desired right now because, I mean, they've got their own cities within cities and their own intra-government and they've come back and tried to override the governor's power. Obviously, he's challenging all that. I don't know what's going to happen next, but this is not going to be pretty. That's all I know.
Well, no, not at all. And to a great degree, Captain, Disney would do itself to try to get out of the whole wokeness aspect, or at least get out of the political aspect. It's affected everything, their content, their different series, their films, everything about Disney. It's almost like they need, you know, what happened is they moved the show. They moved the show from the Disney show to the political show. They need to get out of the political show and get back to doing the Disney show. I really do think that's the genesis of a lot of these problems.
Well, I agree with you. Disney shouldn't be playing politics, but they're trying to act like the big boys. And they're just not in the same league as these big-time politicians and these programs that they're trying to put through that the people want. I mean, it's not like they don't want them. They want these programs.
Well, exactly right, yeah.
All right, here comes the music in my ear. Hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. It's a Thursday morning here in the neighborhood. And I hope you're having yourself a great day. You've got great plans for the day, too. I shall return. I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day for a radio show.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, we will take it right away. And before I get back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is being sponsored by Mr. Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, you see him everywhere. You hear him everywhere. You know that he's got the best pillows going. And other stuff. And you owe it to yourself to go over to the MyPillow.com website and take a look-see at all the stuff that's on sale. I've never seen anything like it, and it continues. Everything that's there is on sale. Everything. Doesn't matter what it is. Buy one, get one on a bunch of stuff. 50% off on some other stuff. 60, 70, 80% on some discontinued items, and some of it's even as low as 90% off on the discontinued items. You can buy slippers, 10 pairs of slippers, for $25 a pair. Save over $100 a pair on the slippers. You can literally go into the slipper business and turn around and sell them and make yourself money if you're a flea marketeer. And I'll tell you, nobody's complaining. Nobody is complaining. So, go to MyPillow.com, the website. Your promo code will always be the word Captain. Captain is your promo code. And if you want to call and ask any questions and speak to a live person, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a phone call and see what you can do, and have yourself a ball, y'all, shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code, Captain. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, before we get to the caller that's on the line, I want to get into something else here for a second, and that is Don Lemon
and this new guy in the block, and I'm going to butcher his name, and you got a better grip on it than I do, Vivek, whatever it is. They got into a big-time debate yesterday, and Don Lemon showed how ignorant he was. A big-time debate on TV over the Second Amendment and the Civil War.
He did, Captain, and we're talking about, of course, Vivek Ramaswamy, and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Better than me.
Thanks. He was definitely, he was on CNN with Don Lemon, and we actually have a portion of that quote if you'd like to hear it, Captain.
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. This is Don Lemon, Vivek Ramaswamy, going toe-to-toe on CNN.
Anything on this before I move on to Cheyenne?
I don't see what the one has to do with the other, but go on. I took up a lot of time with Fox.
Oh, that's fine. We have time.
I don't really see what one has to do with the other, especially considering and using the Civil War to talk about black Americans. That war was not fought for black people to have guns. That's not...
That war was fought for black people to have freedoms in this country.
Yeah.
Actually, that's why the Civil War was fought.
Okay.
The sad part about it...
That wasn't fought for black people to have guns, I think.
Actually, you know, funny fact is black people did not get to enjoy the other freedoms until their Second Amendment rights were secured. And I think that that's one of the lessons that we learned.
Black people aren't allowed to enjoy the freedoms.
I disagree with you on that, Don. I disagree with you. And I think you're doing a disservice to our country by failing to recognize the fact that we have equality before the law.
If you are black, then you live in this country, then you can disagree with me. But we're not. You mentioned that there are three different shades of
melanin. Don, I think we have to be able to talk about these issues in the open regardless of the color of our skin. Black Americans today, to say that, compare that to 1865 and 1964, absolutely have equal.
So they continue to go after it. Captain, it's interesting that Don Lemon tells Vivek Ramaswamy that he can't have some sort of opinion on this because he doesn't have black skin. Did I hear that right?
You did hear that right, and I just heard it.
That is just absolutely incredible. But I do appreciate what Ramaswamy was saying in the sense that, hey, look, you know, the people in this country get their rights when their Second Amendment rights are secured, or rather it secures their rights when they have access to that Second Amendment. And then as African Americans came out of the Civil War, being able to do that and be free, I think he's making a great argument, Captain, for America.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to the phone. We've got a caller on the line. I think I know who it is. Is this Mr. Mike over in Clearwater?
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? Just briefly, what you started the show with the whole Disney thing, and then you mentioned Vivek Ramaswamy. He wrote a book called Woke Incorporated, or Woke Inc., and it's a very good book to read. Because he tells you exactly what these big corporations are doing. You know, they think they're helping themselves by being, quote-unquote, politically correct, but people aren't buying it. I know Disney's stock price took a tumble, and, you know, so Bud Light with the transgendered influencer, well, good luck with that one, because last time I checked, Bud Light was... You know, the type of beer that, you know, the rough and tumble type people like to drink. And now they put that transgender on the can. Well, guess what? Don't be surprised if nobody buys Bud Light anymore. I don't buy it. But anyway, that's one thing. The real important thing I want to talk about is the upcoming fight over the debt ceiling. So Biden says that he's willing to negotiate, even though I don't think he really is. And... You know, Kevin McCarthy's like, look, we're going to try to do this, but we're going to spend money responsibly. What do you think, Kyle? I think Biden's stupid enough that in his mind he might say, well, let us go over the cliff and then we can blame the Republicans for it. I can just see that happening now. So what do you have to say, sir? Thank you.
Well, Kyle, it's been happening under other presidents, namely Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, all Democrats, and every time the Republicans tried to reel it back in again, the Democrats would throw another monkey wrench into the works.
Well, sure, and to Mike's question as well, I think, Mike, that they've got both speeches written, you know, you know, metaphorically. You know, if they get a debt deal or a debt ceiling deal, then, well, look what we did. We vanquished the MAGA Republicans who are trying to kill our economy. And if they go over the cliff, well, it's these MAGA Republicans. Yeah. They sent us over a cliff.
They don't care.
Yeah, and to some degree, Captain, I think that they would relish a government shutdown only so far as that they can then start creating this whole thing of, you know, back when there was the shutdown under Obama, if I recall correctly,
yep.
You couldn't look at the Grand Canyon, for example. You couldn't actually even see it. You couldn't see it from the road if you wanted to, you know, because they just want to make it painful, they want to try to get mileage out of it. So either way, I think they're happy as clams. But we do need to rein in the spending. That's just a given.
Well, they're going to pass legislation and they're going to make the debt ceiling $31 trillion. And that's where it's going to stop temporarily. But I don't see it staying there, do you?
Well, I think if I recall correctly, I think we hit the $31 trillion, and they need to raise it from there. But but eventually, and I think even the public, Captain, sees this as almost monopoly money. I mean, at some point, is it 31? What's the difference between $31 trillion and $40 trillion in the grand scheme of things, I guess? Because it's this thing that can never be taken care of. It can never be paid out. And by the way, when you have a lot of debt that's held, for example, by China, you're compounding your problems in the geopolitical sphere. But the Democrats want to make it look as though the Republicans want to cut important programs that will hurt people. But that's not what they're trying to do. But the Democrats want to continue on saying it's free everything for everybody. Don't worry about a thing. And that's not a strategy.
There's a song by that name. Don't you worry about a thing, right?
That's right. Yeah, or don't worry, be happy.
Yeah.
That's not a strategy here, but it is for them because as I was saying, that they can blame Republicans no matter what, as long as they can blame quote MAGA Republicans.
Now, for the people that are listening to me in the Tampa Bay area, in case you didn't hear this, Republican senior congressman from Sarasota County, Vern Buchanan, representing Tampa's eastern suburbs, became the seventh congressman in this state to back former President Donald Trump on Wednesday. He came out and said, "I am supporting Donald Trump for president."
Yeah, that's what we hear. And, of course, just a few short days ago, didn't Greg Stube also announce his support for Donald Trump?
Yes, he did.
And, that's right. So.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, thanks, Captain. I was just simply going to say that, you know, so you do have people lining up. Right now, you've got Donald Trump, you've got Nikki Haley, you've got Asa Hutchinson, and, of course, you've also got Vivek Ramaswamy. So the crowd is pretty small so far.
Yep. Don't go nowhere, folks. We're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Thursday morning, and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope it is. Well, you are, too. Well, we'll be talking about the weather here in about 15 minutes, and you might get a culture shock when you hear me talking about it. We're snowing again. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has rolled out the GOP plan to raise the debt ceiling.
Would responsibly raise the debt limit into next year and provide more than $4.5 trillion in savings to the American taxpayer.
The plan would also roll back new IRS funding and do away with President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Police say a third person has been arrested in connection with a mass shooting at an Alabama Sweet 16 party over the weekend, where four people were killed and 32 injured. A 20-year-old has been charged with four counts of reckless murder. Tuesday, police announced the arrest of two teenagers. Access to the commonly used abortion pill mifepristone will continue at least until Friday. The Supreme Court is extending its stay of a federal judge's decision to halt production and distribution of the drug nationwide. The court's stay indicates it needs more time to study the case. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. I will take it away, Kyle, and then we'll get right back to you. You know, this portion of the program brought to you by a product that I've been taking religiously for well over 10 years now called Relief Factor. And the reason I take it is because it works. Pretty simple. It works. And if it didn't work, I wouldn't be telling you about it. We wouldn't be talking about it. Now, what I like about this is, number one, there are no drugs in the product at all. Period. Now, it has in it the all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which help your body to attack the response, the natural response to inflammation, which is what causes the pain and the swelling and all that you get in your ankles and your feet and your arms and your wrist or wherever. And this will go straight to the source and take care of that problem for you. And again, I've never seen anything quite like it. And it works. So you owe it to yourself to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website, check, and see what it's all about. And then for $19.95, which is all it costs, and all it's been costing ever since I've been with them, well over 10 years ago, you can try the Relief Factor and see if it'll work for you like it's worked for hundreds of thousands of other people. And I heard from somebody again yesterday thanking me for telling them about Relief Factor. And, you know, it was another simple situation where they were at their wit's end, didn't know what to take. They were literally taking a handful of Aleve at a time for their problem, But that's not gonna help you either, because it's bad for your internal system. It gets you bleeding. All right, so relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle has something he likes to say about Relief Factor. What is it there, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. Find out what it's all about. Now, Mr. Kyle, we had another situation where we found out more about Afghanistan than we should have known to begin with. A lot of this stuff that's coming out about Afghanistan right now is really discouraging, to say the least. Your thoughts on what we're hearing now coming out of the loop, if you will, with some of the secrets that they've been keeping from us?
Well, what we understand, Captain, is that there is a federal watchdog, and they reported to the lawmakers just this last Wednesday that, you know, we can't actually be 100% sure that the assistance that we're sending, for example, to Afghanistan, isn't actually right now funding the Taliban.
Right.
That's huge. And of course, everything else about the pullout of Afghanistan is the word debacle isn't big enough a word for it.
Well, true. And again, we can't verify what's going on with this money. Now, John Sopko, who's the special inspector for the Afghanistan Reconstruction Project, testified before the House Oversight Committee. And his stunning comments, as the House Republicans are using their power with their newfound majority to hold the Biden administration responsible and accountable for the lack of handling of the chaotic mess that we had in Afghanistan when we ran for the hills, so to speak.
Well, certainly, that is such a dark day in the United States history because of the way that it was conducted. It was a darker day for the people of Afghanistan who are now subjugated by the Taliban. Not even to mention, Captain, I mean, the horror that and the shock and the recoil that we have when we think of what's happening to the women and girls there under this, horrible despotic rule of the Taliban, to put it mildly, I guess, is just unconscionable. This is the 21st century. And
Not to them.
To them, it is a long, long, long time ago, and they think that nothing has changed and they don't have to adhere to the standards that the world has.
Well, hopefully we can get our hands on this. And certainly all that equipment we left behind and all that money that they left, I'm beginning to think now that was intentional.
One wonders, Captain, every single thing about this, how is it possible that we've built up the very people that are doing these kinds of things, these unconscionable, atrocious things? And we're actually helping them. And this report that the lawmakers got, this is incredibly eye-opening, and it's incredibly shocking. This is a major factor, by the way, Captain, in going into this next presidential election. Because how are we going to stop this kind of stuff, or at least get a handle on it, with the Biden administration? It's just never going to happen.
Well, we aren't.
No, we're not. And it's not only helped the Taliban in terms of giving them the material or the uniforms or the body armor and the weapons or whatever, but it's also helping others because they're able to take that, and if I recall correctly, right, they can give it to places like Iran.
Yes.
Or they can look at how these things are engineered and figure out how to defeat them on the battlefield, or the Russians. I mean, this is a smorgasbord of stuff that makes it more difficult for us to protect our interests and our allies and work with our allies around the world.
Yep, you're right. And unfortunately, we made a big mistake there, and we're still paying for it. And if you don't think for one second there's not American casualties caused because the bad guys who got this kind of equipment, then you have no idea what we're talking about.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause they definitely are using the equipment and all the armaments and whatnot that they are able to figure out how to use as we speak.
Well, of course. And the ramifications of this, it will not know fully for years and years, but we do know that that's the genesis of it.
Well, hopefully by then, the Taliban will be no more. Hopefully. We'll see.
One day. That's right. One day, right will prevail.
Now, Newsmax reportedly acted indifferent than the Fox Network News when it came time for all this stuff that's gotten Fox into trouble and the lawsuits and all that sort of stuff, correct?
Right. Well, Dominion is still going after Newsmax as well with the lawsuit, right, about all this stuff.
Well, I know.
But Newsmax is saying that they're just a different set of facts that are going to be brought to light, basically. So it's not the same. At least they're saying it's not apples to apples here.
Yeah, and Fox is always trying to get out in front of the story and be the lead guy, the lead dog, and they get into trouble sometimes doing that.
Well, right, and it's unfortunate because I think, by the way, Fox News is the most watched cable news network out there.
Of course.
A lot of people look to it. They trust it. Newsmax is growing by leaps and bounds. There's no doubt about that. They're hitting resistance, and that's also a tell, isn't it? Because they've hit so much resistance with these cable providers.
Yep.
Because of what they're talking about. But Fox News is going to have to try to bear this because it's going to be used by the other cable networks and certainly the Democrat Party, the leftists, and the whole machine is going to try to make you think, well, anything you hear on Fox is just wrong. I don't think that's the case.
What does a football team do in between every play?
Well, they huddle up, right?
Right. Well, Biden and company are going to be huddling up with the donors next week of a 24 launch of the presidential campaign comes into play. I don't know what's going to happen. They're still saying that Biden may not run.
You know, they keep pushing it back and keep pushing it back, you know, or Biden sort of does that, you know, that weird sort of a gruffy response when asked about it. No, my intent is to run. That's if we parse that sentence, my intent is to run, is, you know, that doesn't mean he's running. And it certainly doesn't mean that he's getting ready to announce anything, but he said he was. I think, Captain, that I think there's a fight going on behind the scenes.
Yep. He's doing the chicken dance. Hold that thought there, Mr. Kyle. And when we come back, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is going to be on the air. And we got plenty of weather to talk about again tonight. So don't go anywhere. We shall be right back.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-800.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Well,
changing the name of that tune during the break, and I was having a little fun with Kyle, folks. I was calling it Scratch Cat Fever. Not Cat Scratch Fever, but Scratch Cat's Fever. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, you know, Captain, I came across this just in the last few minutes, and this is actually from WebMD. There is a thing called cat scratch fever. It's actually a real thing. It's a certain kind of bacteria that cats have if they scratch you or if they lick an open wound and this kind of thing. You can get this what they call cat scratch disease as well. So Ted Nugent, he was talking about a real thing, it looks like.
All righty. Well, I got to say this about the weather. There's an enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms and the critical fire weather in the central part of the United States. We had a bunch of severe storms yesterday. We also had some tornado watches and warnings around the countryside, especially across the central part of the United States, the upper Mississippi Valley. I don't know if that's going to be the exact area today, but be on the lookout.
That's exactly right, Captain. That's exactly right. And we're on the lookout right now. There's a lot of rain that's off the northwestern coast of the United States, Pacific Northwest coast. It's way out in the ocean right now, but it's definitely making its way. In fact, for our friends in Seattle, it looks like we've got, of course, more rain coming in Thursday. Maybe a little respite on Friday, but
yep.
Saturday and Sunday we got rain coming in. And it looks like it's about the same kind of story in Portland, Oregon right now, with maybe just cloudy conditions on Saturday, but rain returning on Sunday after it moves out on Thursday. So you want to be aware of that. The other things that we're seeing just on the radar map tonight, this is going to be north of Helena, Montana, between Helena and Great Falls along Interstate 15 up near Wolf Creek and Cascade. You've got snow coming over the interstate there. It's going to extend about northwestward from there and a little bit south and east of that area for right now. So do be careful of that. And otherwise, we continue to see a hard freeze warning. This is going to be on the Utah side of the border with Colorado. It actually extends a little bit all into Colorado, but I-70, if you're coming out of Colorado there, you get a hard freeze warning, and you want to be aware of that, especially with your fuel. You want to make sure that you have that right in those kinds of freezing conditions. Also in northern Nevada, coming out of Reno on I-80, you've also got freezing temperatures that are going to still be there for one more evening, 10 to 15 degrees colder than it has been, and you've got 50 to 80% chance of sub-freezing overnight. So you definitely want to be aware of that if you're coming through that area, coming out of Reno up towards Winnemucca. We also continue to see aerial flood advisories up back in northern Montana. We've got some warming going on up there, of course. And one more freeze warning to round it out, Captain. If you're in the Yakima region in Washington, you got a freeze warning right now. More next hour, and back to you.
Well, there's going to be some sweet apples this year, I'll tell you. But anyway, coming up to North Dakota, we'll start out there on northwestern corner of North Dakota. We've got some snow in the mix up there tonight and some cold temperatures. We still have the rain, the water in central North Dakota and over there, the east part of North Dakota, 29 from the Canadian border on down to Fargo. And I'm going to go straight down before I go east, going down into Nebraska, southeastern corner of Nebraska. You got a fire threat advisory with some wind. Got the same thing going on in Kansas, the eastern part of Kansas, as well as out west. You got wind and Amarillo by morning, Texas. So you got some wind there and a fire weather watch as well. Now, we're going to go back up to Minnesota because in Minnesota, north of the Twin Cities and through the Twin Cities and over towards Duluth, you've got some very cold temperatures tonight as there is a freeze warning in effect up there. But it's not all for naught because what happens is when you move over into the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, you're going to have a winter storm warning and there will be some snow. So, and there also might be some for the upper part of Wisconsin up in that area, too. So we'll see how that all works out. And as we look over towards Indiana, we see that we've got some wind warnings down in the southern part of Indiana, as well as what could be some cooler temperatures working their way in. Same thing for Ohio, southern Ohio. Same thing for all of Kentucky tonight. Kentucky's in a real pickle when it comes to that sort of thing tonight. And moving on down into Tennessee, very uncertain weather there. And some fog in the mountains, and some fog in the mountains of Georgia, north of Atlanta and west of Atlanta, and some fog in the mountains, it looks like North Carolina, going up towards Asheville right now, and patchy fog all the way up 95, pretty much following whatever it is that it's following in Virginia, and then Delaware and Maryland, and let's see here. Jersey, and you're going to have some more up around Long Island and up there in upstate New York tonight, way up in Watertown. Might have a little patch of some lake effect snow trying to start in, but it's not going to be there for long. It's just starting in because it can because of the way the wind's blowing up that way. And got some more fog before we go back to Kyle. In the Gulf region, Mobile, Alabama, west over to Pascagoula, Mississippi. So be advised of that, some fog in that area. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You can do that, of course, from your mobile device as well, where you can download the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. You can get great offers. You can start earning points on the fuel that you buy, and you can also save money and use the locations function to find the location nearest you. And another aspect of this, folks, is you can reserve your parking space ahead of time. All you got to do is go into the app, find the location that you're nearest to, and you can start reserving your parking space. And when you do that, you can even earn some bonus points. So it is a great deal. You want to check it out today, pilotflyingj.com, the My Rewards Plus app. Pull on in, get your supplies, get your fuel, and get something great to eat or a hot cup of coffee or whatever it is that strikes your fancy, because they've got it and they're waiting for you, pilotflyingj.com.
And if you're where it's warmer, they got some great ice cream, too.
Absolutely.
Yep. If you get down to where it's warmer finally and say, hey, look at this, sunshine and 80 degrees, you can hit the ice cream shack.
That's right. And all that's available, Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, the largest operator of travel centers in the United States, Captain.
I know they are. Been there to many of Pilot and Flying J. And I remember when I first ran into the first one I went into, I said, my God, this is really good. But anyway, there you go. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got more. Hour number two coming up, too. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.